Good morning, and welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm John Kamensky, Senior Fellow of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. We created the center in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving the management of government. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at www.businessofgovernment.org. The Business of Government Radio Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our special guest this morning is Dr. Natwar Gandhi, Chief Financial Officer for the District of Columbia. Good morning, Dr. Gandhi.
Good morning.
And joining us in our conversation, also from IBM, is Marianne McGee.
Good morning.
Dr. Gandhi, can you tell us a little bit about the mission of the Office of the Chief Financial Officer?
Sure. The primary mission of the Office of the Chief Financial Officer in the district, and it is rather a unique office, the primary mission of this office is to maintain the fiscal and financial viability of the District of Columbia government. Please recall that in mid-90s, district had gone through severe financial crisis, and at that time, the Office of the Chief Financial Officer was created. And again, the primary purpose was to bring back the financial health to the district, and that is what has been a consistent mission of the office, make sure always that we remain financially and fiscally viable.
Well, how big is your office, the size of the budget, the number of people that you have?
Roughly 1,400 people work for the District of Columbia Office of the Chief Financial Officer, and the budget of about $107 million. The primary focus here is to manage all financial operations of the city within the Office of the Chief Financial Officer. So all financial personnel working in the city, no matter where they work, police, fire, corrections, they all work for the Office of the Chief Financial Officer.
Now, what kind of skills do the employees there need to have?
All kinds of skills, and I must say we are very proud to have a very distinguished academically and otherwise accomplished professionals, accountants, lawyers, treasury personnel, budget people, all kinds of people that have to do with the finances of the city. They reside within the Office of the Chief Financial Officer.
And what is your specific role and responsibilities as the Chief Financial Officer?
My purpose, as I suggested earlier, is always to have a broad perspective on city's financial, fiscal viability. In general, I am responsible for managing a budget of $6 billion. But in our case, it is also that we are responsible for managing $6 billion of collection, because the Office of Revenue, Office of Tax Administrations are within the Office of the Chief Financial Officer. And also, we prepare mayor's budget and follow and monitor expenditure of $6 billion as well. So it's more like a $12 billion operation. Within the Office of the Chief Financial Officer, we have Office of Revenues, Office of Tax Administration, Office of Budget, we prepare Mayor's Budget, Office of Comptroller, we put together our annual financial report. We have Treasury Operations, we do all the borrowing for the city. We also run the lottery. So anything that has to do with the money is within the Office of the Chief Financial Officer.
And Dr. Gandhi, what were your previous experiences prior to being appointed CFO in June of 2000?
Before I joined the city, before I became the Chief Financial Officer, I should say, I was the head of the Office of Tax and Revenue from 1997 through 2000. And then in 2000, I became the Chief Financial Officer. Before I joined the city in 1997, I was with the General Accounting Office, the Congressional Watchdog Agency. At that time, I was the head of one of the heads of the Office of Tax Analysis and Administration, doing IRS audits as well as advising congressional agencies and congressional committees on various tax policies. Before I came to Washington, I was on the faculty of the Graduate School of the Business at the University of Pittsburgh. And I have also worked for the private sectors, a stint at IBM, old steel plant named Jones and Laughlin. So I'm dating myself. So I've been all around, and the public sector, private sector, both here as well as in India. I also had worked for about 6 months advising Governor Florio of New Jersey on some budget issues in New Jersey. So I have a kind of a very varied background.
And how do you apply these experiences to your current position?
Well, I think what I learned, say, in the private sector, the accountability on an immediate basis. Indeed, in the district government, my office is primarily responsible to assure whether or not that we have a balanced budget. So there are no doubts about it, no two opinions about it. You know, if the external auditors were to tell you you budgeted balanced, then that's what it is. It's a balanced budget. If not, then I would have failed in that measure of accountability. Similarly, bond ratings. You know, you have to be accountable for upgrading your bond ratings. And if it were to go down, then that is an accountability right there. So things that we do in the Office of Chief Financial Officer, they have this private sector accountability, and that the measures are very clear, whether you balanced budget or you did not, whether your ratings went up or not, whether you got a clean audit opinion or not. And these are basically private sector measures. All right. In the federal government, you know, there is a vast bureaucracy, and having worked with the General Accounting Office, you know, I can also understand the virtues of bureaucracy, having settled procedures, processes, documentation, and what we are trying to do is to learn from those established processes and procedures and try to reinstitute them in the district government. So that's what I learned from the government. And then lastly, from the academic world, having been a professor myself, I think the training that I have received there of being able to communicate in very simple, precise terms, what are the implications of a budget that is not balanced? What are the implications of a given expenditure? So you're basically communicating, or if I were to say teaching all the time to, you know, staff, to the committees of the council, to the senior representative from other governments, you're all the time explaining to financial community on Wall Street, also in the district government here, how are the finances of the district going? So it's everything that I have been through, mm-hmm. has been helpful, mm-hmm. in fashioning the skills that I'm applying today.
Well, you've had the experience of holding high-level positions, both finance and tax, over the course of your career.
Right.
How has your management and leadership style changed over the time?
Well, I think it has changed in two respects. One is that now, being at the highest level in the finances of the city, you learn to delegate. As you go up in the management structure, the work is done through others, and you should be able to motivate people, particularly in the government. That is very, very important, because heaven knows we don't pay our people enough, even though we try to be competitive, but still, we can never pay as much as the private sector does. So you have to motivate people, and you learn to motivate. And I think in the district government, that is particularly important, because the work is often frustrating, and you want to motivate people. The second is the level of accountability, particularly in the district, is quite acute. Not only do we have to attend to the needs of the council and the mayor and the Congress, but we also have a federal government observing us all the time. And let us not forget the Washington Post. You know, we first thing in the morning, all of us in the city government, we look at the metro section and see if our name is there. If our name is not there, then we say, thank God, move on with the day. And if it is there, you know what you will do the rest of the day and sometimes rest of the week. So that level of accountability was absent, for example, when I had worked at the General Accounting Office. But now it is there.
Well, that's really interesting background. What are the plans for financing a new baseball stadium in D.C.? We'll ask the district's chief financial officer, Natwar Gandhi, to explain this to us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.